91X News.
It's plus one and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. More than 100 firefighters are battling a massive fire that has ripped through a racket club in Midtown Toronto. Toronto Fire says the building has been evacuated and there are no reported injuries. Captain David Eckerman says they received the call for the fire at the Badminton and Racket Club around 9:20 a.m. By the time firefighters arrived, fire had ripped through the roof, part of which has since collapsed. Eckerman says they needed Toronto Water to boost water pressure in the area to help battle the blaze. He says they are concerned about smoke and flames reaching the condominiums next door. A local transgender activist is thanking people like Canadian actor Colin Mochy for his support of the trans community. QNET News' Michaela Chapman has more on this story.
I just support my daughter, who is transgender, and through that, I support everyone who wants to be who they are.
That's the voice of Whose Line Is It Anyway star Colin Mochy. The Canadian comedian sparked a flurry of reactions when he took to Twitter to voice his support for his transgender daughter, Kinley, back in January. Since then, the Toronto resident says he will be an ambassador for the transgender community, that is, if they want him to be.
I don't know if any group really wants an old white man to talk about the trials and tribulations their particular group is going through. I mean, I've been incredibly fortunate throughout my life, from everything from being born a white man. But I'm definitely there to support. I will definitely there to be an ally. If they need me to be an ambassador, I will certainly be that.
Helping spread Mochy's message of acceptance on the home front is Stacey Love Jolker, a local transgender activist. She says the suicide rate amongst the transgender community is huge and needs to be addressed.
The suicidality rate among trans people is astronomical, and 77% of our population, the trans community, will consider suicide. And the unfortunate number is that 45% will actually attempt.
But the trans activist says the first step to helping change that statistic is to promote dialogue. But for now, Jolker says the times are changing for the better and that she's seen an incredible change in her own community over the last few years.
Absolutely. I would say that the LGBT community in Belleville is growing at incredible leaps and bounds, as a matter of fact. I would say that our community is big and strong. I've watched our parade for the last 5 years grow from a small group of about 30 people doing a march to a parade that had over 300 people in it last year.
For more information on the transgender community, visit www.rainbowhealthontario.ca. Michaela Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
Pancreatic cancer patients have another chance at life now that the government has opened up trials for the procedure known as IRE. That pleases Trent Hills Mayor Hector McMillan, who had to fly to Germany for the procedure. QNET News' reporter Lindsay Herron has more.
McMillan was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a year ago. Last summer, McMillan was running out of options. He tweeted Ontario Health Minister Eric Hoskins, saying the IRE procedure should be offered in Ontario for pancreatic cancer patients. It wasn't. In the tweet, McMillan said Hoskins was sentencing him to death. Irreversible electroportation is a procedure that sees needles inserted into and around the tumor. A high voltage of electricity zaps the cancer. It stops cell growth and freezes the tumor until it breaks down. It's a procedure that is used worldwide and on a variety of cancers. 2 weeks ago, Hoskins and McMillan were in the same room at the Rural Ontario Municipal Association's meeting. It was there that the health minister made the announcement that trials will be opened up to a select number of pancreatic cancer patients.
Well, I was taken aback. I wasn't expecting even to discuss the IRE at that conference. I was rather emotional, certainly pleased.
McMillan would not have qualified under this program. At the time, he was a stage 4 patient. But McMillan is pleased that it will offer a chance to others.
Well, I hope that it becomes a full-blown program offered in Ontario, and that I hope that we get at least 4 more needle knife machines in Ontario because of the statistics. We're going to need them. There's three people a day that are dying in Ontario per day that qualify for this procedure. Plus, there's other cancers that this machine works on. And so that's going to up that number. One machine is not going to be enough.
Even before he left Germany, McMillan has been in contact with over 36 people from across the country about the IRE procedure and his experience going abroad. He's currently at home waiting for his latest cancer results. Lindsay Herron, QNET News, Belleville.
Award-winning Canadian author and journalist Gwen Dyer spoke at the Belleville Public Library on Saturday. He was there to sign copies of his newest book called On Terrorism, called Don't Panic. Jacob Story reports.
But he did want to go to Libya and clean up. And it was only when the Libyans took one look at this guy and refused him a visa, we have enough problems in Libya, thank you very much, that he fell back on Plan B.
Addressing a packed room, Gwen Dyer spoke at length about terrorism and his belief that the threat has been overblown by the media. When speaking with QNET News, he had this to say to young journalists entering the field in the future.
You got a report on what actually happened, and it's going to be huge. There's going to be huge pressure. There always will be to dramatize it because it sells. You know, if it bleeds, it leads, that sort of thing.
Yes.
When everybody else is jumping up and down, waving their ears in the air and saying the sky is falling, there is an opportunity for you to say, well, not actually. And actually, you could even do reasonably well by being the one voice in the crowd. If you do it without offending people, without sounding like you're being dismissive of the bad things that happen to good people, if you can get out there and say, hang on, proportion, perspective, how big is this really? Why did they do it? Is it because they wanted us to go crazy about it? Yes, of course. Why else would they do it?
Jacob Story, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1208. Sports is next.
Sometime in the near future, in a neighborhood not so far away.
Mom, Dad, it's finally nice out. All of our friends are biking. Did you get our bikes ready?
I meant to. Honey, did you?
I thought you were doing it.
Not again. You guys are the worst.
Don't be those parents. Come to Doug's Bicycle before March 1st and save 15% on all service packages to get your family ready for the season. Doug's Bicycle, College Street West, Belleville.
QNET Sports. Kingston native Mike Smith made 36 saves for his 32nd career shutout last night as the surging Arizona Coyotes won 5-0 over the Calgary Flames. Smith says his team did a good job after weathering the storm in the first period when the Flames recorded 19 shots on goal.
We're kind of focusing on what we were doing and talked about wanting to have a good start, but I don't think it was the start we were talking about. So I think we regrouped after one. Still came in here with the lead and played a lot better from there on in. From the second on in, we did a lot of things well and got rewarded for it.
Jimmy Vesey scored the game winner as the New York Rangers beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 last night. The Rangers won their sixth straight game and have now moved into a three-way tie for second place with Columbus and Pittsburgh in the Metropolitan Division. Rangers goaltender Antti Raanta says beating Columbus was good test for them.
That's a good team to play against, and they have lots of good guys there in their offense and defense, so it was a really, really good win for us.
The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team will play host to the Fleming Knights tonight at 7. Three of four Canadian NHL teams will be playing on home ice tonight when the Islanders visit the Leafs, the Sabres say hello to the Sens, and the Dallas Stars come to see the Winnipeg Jets. As well, the Pens will host the Canucks, the Avalanche will meet the Devils, and the Ducks will entertain the Wild. The Raptors will also play tonight as they head to the Windy City to face off with the Chicago Bulls. Major League Baseball spring training is getting into the full swing this week down in Florida. ABC's Samantha Jordan has the story.
Some teams are heading to Arizona. Others, like the Detroit Tigers, the New York Mets, and the Boston Red Sox, are here in sunny Florida. pitchers and catchers officially reporting for practice today. The players will have their first full workout tomorrow and then this weekend with their whole team. At JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, where the Red Sox are practicing, fans who want to watch can expect an increase in security, such as bag searches and pat-downs. All other stadiums around the country are expected to have metal detectors operating by game day. Samantha Jordan, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnews@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville is cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries, a few rain showers or flurries beginning late this afternoon, and a high of +2. Tonight, a few rain showers or flurries ending before morning, and then cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of -4. At 12:11, it's +1. QNET News. On the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr. Now, news on 91X, next at 1.